carnivores, herbivores, and the flood. This is Ken Ham, heading up the ministry that's building a full-size Noah's Ark. When critics try to discredit the biblical account of the flood, they often point to the problem of carnivores and herbivores being released from the ark together. Wouldn't the carnivores just have eaten all the plant eaters? Well, probably not. You see, there was likely plenty of carrion from animals that died but that didn't get buried. Most carnivores prefer to eat carrion over catching and killing live prey anyway. Also, fish and other marine creatures would have gotten stranded in pools as the water receded. These likely became an important food source. These alternate food sources would have provided food for the predators, allowing the plant eaters to build up in the meantime.
To learn more about Noah's Ark and the flood, visit our website at answersingenesis.org. You can also learn about the Ark now under construction at answersingenesis.org.